A rights group says the Sri Lankan government's inquiry into the disappearance of thousands of civilians during the country's civil war is becoming a farce. The Centre for Policy Alternatives says there have been serious translation errors when witnesses provided testimony, and security forces have intimidated those who did give evidence. It says the legitimacy of the inquiry is being seriously undermined. South Asia correspondent Stephanie March.
The final weeks of the civil war in Sri Lanka were reportedly horrific. The UN estimates 40,000 Tamil civilians were killed, mostly by the army. Sri Lanka rejects that allegation and has set up its own commission of inquiry to investigate the claims. Staff from the Centre for Policy Alternatives have been at the inquiry hearings and say there are serious problems. The organisation claims that military and intelligence officers have been intimidating witnesses by questioning and photographing them as they arrive to give evidence. It says there have been problems with the English translations being provided for the foreign experts on the panel. In one example, a witness was reportedly asked in English whether he knew where shells were fired from during the fighting, and the Tamil translator instead asked, "Can you tell us the camps you were at?" Dr. Paikeasothi Saravanamuttu is the Centre for Policy Alternatives director.
There are problems with translation, for example. Translation where the questions asked and the answers received are not synchronized in any way if one looks at the translations. Well, one of the examples is where the focus of the person answering the question and the testimony given is very much in terms of the missing person, whereas the translation, etc., is with regard to trying to put blame, for example, on the LTTE or on some other group or whatever.
The inquiry's advisory board is made up of three foreigners, two Britons and one US national. Dr. Savanamuttu says he isn't sure if they're aware of the errors being made.
I don't know what they are aware of and not. I hope they are, and I think we have to do as much as possible to make sure that they are aware.
The Sri Lankan government widened the scope of the commission in July to examine war crimes by both sides of the conflict. The commission has since been swamped with claims, more than 19,000 in total. Dr. Saravanamuttu says the commission risks losing focus on finding out what happened to people who've disappeared.
Now, we, for example, at the Centre for Policy Alternatives have looked at the way that they function, and find that in order for them to be able to deal with the 19,000 petitions, complaints they've received so far, it'll take about 13 years. There's a farcical dimension to this.
Do you think that the commission can be salvaged at this point?
Yes, I think it can be salvaged if there is sufficient domestic and international pressure to do so.
The Sri Lankan government has refused to cooperate with the United Nations inquiry into the war crimes allegations. The Australian government has refused to back the UN probe, saying it's not convinced an independent investigation that isn't supported by Colombo is the best way forward. This is Stephanie March reporting for PM.